Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Nagin back on the show. Bob is the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. Folks, this man sold kites 12 months out of the year. And then he sold tops, you know, the Draco. He sold those like crazy, too. I don't know what else he sold, but he's a retail expert. And he teaches people how to, on Main Street, out there on the where the rubber meets the road, how to do a better job of getting customers and keeping them. He and his wife, Susan, wrote the book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's our good friend, Bob Nagin. Welcome back.
Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Do you remember Tops? Did you ever play with Tops?
I do remember Tops.
Did you play with them when you were a kid?
Absolutely, I did. But I think the word that you were looking for was yo-yo.
Yo-yo, so yo-yo. That's right. You
over
also,
$3 million
right,
with a yo-yo.
You were the yo-yo, weren't you?
we were in the business for about 4 years.
Yeah.
We would go into towns and create yo-yo booms.
That was the other thing, yeah.
A frenzy.
Yo-yos and kites and all that kind of stuff. We did yo-yos. But then every once in a while, when I was a kid, we'd do the top thing with the – We go to the store and buy a top,
absolutely.
And we'd have top and fight with our
and
tops.
We tried to do tops. So what we did was we sold skill toys.
Look it up,
and we
kids.
We never could get tops to catch on.
Yeah.
But Brother Steve, who now owns the Mackinac Kite Company, I sold it at 99.
Right.
He created a Kadima boom last year.
What's a Kadima?
It's that ball on a stick that you sort of loop around and make it land in a basket.
Right.
And he did the whole thing. He was selling many thousands of dollars worth of Kadima toys a day.
That's hilarious. People will buy anything, won't they?
if you sell it the right way. Yes,
and they did on Black Friday, didn't they?
They did. Black Friday.
What happened on Black Friday? Was it good?
Well, so, you know, in the bigger picture, Amazon, of course, had a huge day. Online had a huge day. You know, physical stores, big box stores, you know, it sort of depended on who they were.
Well, now, wait a minute. Amazon was supposed to wait till Cyber Monday. They weren't supposed to get involved in Black Friday.
No, you're right. That was Cyber Monday.
Did Amazon not get the memo about that?
Yeah. Amazon is becoming a beast.
Amazon doesn't follow anybody's rules. They make the rules. They don't follow rules.
That is exactly right. But And this is what's important to your listeners and to my community. It was the results from the whole weekend, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, were very, very inconsistent, meaning some people were absolutely crushed it, and some people, frankly, had a really, really bad weekend.
What was the differentiator?
Well, it goes back to what we talked about the last time I was on your show, is that I believe that the separation between stores that provide value and an experience and stores that are just selling stuff, you know, the gift stores,
right.
You know, oh, I'd love to have a gift store, but then doesn't do anything to really
right.
make themselves unique or distinct. Though the separation between the good and the mediocre is really starting to accelerate. And the people who crushed it, and a lot of people in our WizBang Retailers Facebook community crushed it, they're the people who are out there really, really, you know, doing the things that we talk about, giving the customer the great experience, you know, having us people on the floor so that people get served correctly, having the right merchandise in stock. So I think that's what's happening is that
there's more than just this, having the stuff on the floor too, right? I mean, you got to wrap it up in a great big bowl of special sauce on Main Street, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. In a great big bowl with special sauce, and those are the people who crush it. Those, you know, it's all those little differentiators.
Because Amazon is the stuff deliverer. or whoever, they're the ones who deliver the stuff. They have FedEx or UPS or the post office deliver their stuff. But and for people who just want stuff, you know, then let them do it. But that's not everybody, right? As long as human beings are analog, they're going to want to touch something.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I love that distinction that you make. You know, you're a smart guy, Jim. I just heard it on the ad before we went on.
Well, don't let that get out. I've got a reputation to uphold. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break.
Sure, of course.
Bob Megan and I, we're going to come back and talk some more about retail, folks. How to provide that story behind the stuff. The stuff, the reason why people come back, they don't come back for your stuff. They come back for the story. Bob's going to tell us that story.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.